Murder in Coweta County. Narrated by Michael Zients at Airlift Productions. It's a demo for Pelican Publishing. Chapter 1. Wilson Turner was doomed. Without benefit of trial, judge, or jury, he was going to die. Turner was certain of it. The only uncertainty was when. That decision depended on John Wallace. Wallace wanted Turner dead. And in Meriwether County, in 1948, John Wallace's word was law. If he decided a man needed killing, that was reason enough. Wilson Turner, his former tenant, had given him reason. He'd stolen Wallace's cow. In the Meriwether County Jail that morning, Wilson Turner clutched the bars of his second-floor window. Desperate and hollow-eyed, he looked down for the 100th time on the empty, unpaved street below. Again, there was no one, no help, nothing. Only the soft April breeze stirring the leaves on the tree-lined street. The morning sun urging the flowers to respond to a warm Georgia spring. Turner had been in jail since Sunday night. Neither his friends nor his family knew where he was. Tough, white-haired Sheriff Hardy Collier had denied him even a phone call to his young wife, Julia. Wallace would kill him, and no one would ever know what had happened to him. There seemed no end to the nightmare. It had begun in Carrollton on Sunday night when Chief of Police Threadgill arrested him for stealing one of John Wallace's registered Guernsey cows. By rights, Turner had convinced himself the cow, or at least the money from selling her, was his. John Wallace owed him something. After Turner had worked for him for 2.5 years, Wallace had turned him out of his tenant house, taken his crops, and run him off his land. Julia's uncle, Millard Rigsby, had warned Turner not to work for Wallace. The first time he'd seen Wallace's farm, he'd gone there to help Millard haul some hogs to market. He had liked what he'd seen. Farming and cattle spread all over 2,000 acres of pasture and pine.
"Man, I'd like working here," he'd exclaimed. "All that equipment? Hell, the barn's as big as the courthouse."
"Forget it," Millard had said. "John Wallace owns and runs Meriwether County like it was deeded to him. He sure seemed nice enough." "He just seems that way. Long as it suits him, you couldn't find no nicer man. But oh hell, look out if it don't suit him. He's one of them Stricklands. Cross them and they'll kill you. And I mean to tell you, they kill you good."
"Yeah?"
"Yeah," Millard had replied, relishing the tales the county told about the Stricklands.
"The worst of the bunch was old John Strickland. Some say he even wore his six-shooters in bed. The night he got killed by the revenuers, he went down shooting them both."
"Running liquor?"
"You know it. Used to be they brought in sugar from New Orleans in carload lots, ran 3 shifts at the still around the clock, and shipped it out by rail."
"Oh, you gotta be kidding."
They shipped the liquor out in milk cans, put a false board siding on the rail car, and had the bill of lading marked lumber."
"Well, I'll be damned."
"You will be if you get mixed up with that outfit. Just stay the hell away from here."
But in John Wallace's place, Turner had seen a chance to better himself. Growing up poor on a worn-out farm in Crawford County, he'd watched his old man scratch a bare living from the soil. It was only when he entered the army that he learned what it was to have 3 whole meals a day and real sheets on the bed. He'd promised himself he'd never go back to hand-to-mouth living. And when he got out, he'd taken a job at the cotton mill. But he found that all he had done was to trade the cotton field for the cotton mill. Living was just as poor in one as in the other. He'd seen no way to get ahead until he chanced to haul Wallace's hogs with Millard that day.